Friends, a lot of us wait for the right circumstances before we can permit ourselves to feel good. And it seems like the logical thing to do. Wait for the results to show up. If they're in your favor, go ahead, enjoy, feel good. Too bad if they're not. In this setup, your state of mind is determined by results, outcomes, and circumstances. In other words, how you feel is at the mercy of events beyond your control. There is another way to go through life, an illogical way. And that's what this video is about. It's about shaping your reality by shifting your perception of reality. It's about choosing to be happy first and knowing that the right circumstances will always show up, and knowing that the universe will correspond to your internal feeling and beliefs. This video is about taking charge of your mindset and not remaining at the mercy of events and circumstances beyond your control. You see, things will not always work out the way you want them to. That's called life. That's how things work here. And until you get a new planet for yourself, you gotta follow these rules. Things will not always work out the way you want them to. But in the words of Coach John Wooden, things work out best for those who make the best of the way things work out. Choosing to be joyful and optimistic, even when things are falling apart, may not be the most logical thing to do. But it sure is the healthiest choice. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton, the moment you change your perception is the moment you change and rewire the chemistry of your body. The moment you change your perception is the moment you rewrite the chemistry of your body. Dr. Bruce Lipton. I stumbled upon this intriguing story on the internet. It goes something like this. A landscape gardener ran a business that they had been in, the family had been in this business for two or three generations now in landscaping. The staff was very happy and the customers loved visiting their store or having the staff work on their gardens and make deliveries, anything from bedding plants to ride on mowers. And for as long as one could remember, the current owner and the previous generations of owners were extremely positive, happy people. Most folks assumed it was because they ran a successful business. In fact, it was the other way around. A tradition in the business was that the owner would always wear a big lapel badge saying, "Business is great." Now, the business was indeed generally great, although it went through ups and downs and tough times like any other. What never changed, however, was the owner's attitude and the badge saying, "Business is great." Everyone who saw the badge for the first time invariably asked, "What's so great about business?" And sometimes people also comment how their businesses were going through a tough time, or they were personally feeling miserable and stressed out. Anyhow, the "business is great" badge always tended to start a positive conversation, which typically involved the owner talking about the positive aspects of the business and work, for example, the pleasure of meeting and talking with different people every day from different walks of life. The reward that comes from helping others and helping the staff take on new challenges and experiences. The fun, laughter, and joy in a relaxed and healthy work environment. These are the things that one would focus on, that the owner would focus on whenever he would look at his own lapel badge. Business is great. The fascination in the work itself and in other people's work and businesses. The great feeling when you finish a project and you've done it to the best of your ability. The new things that you learn every day along the way. And the thought that everyone in business is blessed because millions of people would swap their own situation to have the same opportunities to do a productive, meaningful job in a civilized, well-fed country where there are no real worries and issues. And so the list of these positive reasons went on and on. And no matter how miserable a person was, they'd usually end up feeling a lot happier after just a couple of minutes listening to all this infectious enthusiasm and positivity. It's impossible to quantify or measure attitudes like this. I'm reminded about what Albert Einstein said. He said, "Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted." Some things can be measured and they are not important. Some things are really important, like a positive attitude, but they can't be measured. Nevertheless, this whole business is great badge, I believe it's more like a self-fulfilling prophecy in action. And if you'd probably ask the business owner in a quiet moment, he'd probably confide and say, "The badge came first, the great business followed." Brilliant story, isn't it? The badge came first, the great business followed. The smile came first, the reasons followed. Gratitude, thankfulness came first, the reasons followed. Positive beliefs came first. Positive reality followed. Change, my friends, is an inside-out process. Change is an inside-out process. You have the power to create a brand new reality by believing in a brand new story. As we close this video, I leave you with one of the most profound thoughts on the law of attraction. Comes from Neville Goddard, who said, "It is not what you want that you attract. You attract what you believe to be true. It is not what you want that you attract. You attract what you believe to be true." So, what do you believe to be true?